and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Because faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies.
Just lift up your hands. Father, we honor you tonight. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for the beautiful atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. We give you praise. Have your way in our lives tonight. Instruct us, direct us. You say you are the Lord that teacheth us to profit and leadeth us in the way we should go. I give you praise. Have your way in our lives again. Sing it again. Come and make my heart your home.
Come and be everything I am and all I am. Search me, Lord. Search me.
Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father, there is no shadow of turning. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not, as thou hast been forever. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Sing it again. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto.
Sing it one more time. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Great is your faithfulness, my Lord. I worship you. You are the King of Kings. Great is the Lord. greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Man Kurosada Mahaya. Lightaka Paku Soke Paya Para. There is victory in the house. All you need is a shout of praise and let it come into your own house in your own direction. There is victory in the house. The Egyptians you see before you will see them no more. God is bringing victory to his children. God is turning around the circumstances of his children. God is visiting his own inheritance. There is victory in the house. There is victory in the house. I hear the Holy Ghost say the battle is over. The battle is over. It's time to walk into your inheritance. It's time to repossess your possession. It's time to recover lost grounds. It's time to reclaim lost territories. We worship you tonight. We bless you tonight. Mandado Shandekas. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. For the Lord is good and is greatly to be praised. He is glorious in holiness. He is fearful in praises. We worship you tonight. Adamama, Kyodo Sandabakash. I command every yoke to loose his hand from God's people. Physical yokes, financial yokes, marital yokes, family yokes, yokes of barrenness, yokes of lack. We command it to break right now. Loose his hand, loose your hand from God's people. It's time for liberty. It's time for jubilee. The trumpet of jubilee is sounding. It's time for recovery. It's time to recover lost ground, lost territories. The favor of God is on you. His countenance is shining upon you. Rise up with strength, rise up with courage, and pursue your enemy, for without fail you will recover all. Pursue and recover. Without fail you will recover all. Pursue, overtake, and recover, said the Lord. For I have gone ahead of you. I've already cleared the battle. I've cleared the road. I've brought down the iron gates and the gates of brass. Reach forth, for that which is far is now near. It's at the tip of your hands. Grab it, for it's yours. For I've commanded it. Who can stop it? I've proposed it. Who can cause it not to come to pass? We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Makabaka kobo kobo hoya hiya sa bamahi kobo leziki manahala basu vaina dada shaka. One of you shall chase 1,000 and two of you 10,000. Combine your resources and overrun your enemies and recover every ground and recover everything he has stolen. It's your hour. It's your defining moment. It's your Kairos hour. Lift up your hands. You know, you're going to ask God not to do anything for you. The roads are cleared. Those of you who have been believing God for spouses, it will just come like this. Believe me, I'm sent. This whole week, if you are wise, come and look, listen to me every day. I'm sent. I'm telling you, I'm sent. I'm sent. But hear me. You see, where you used to go work so hard and you get so little, abundance is going to appear in the same place. It's going to appear in the same place for you. It's going to appear in the same place. I heard the Lord said, I'm changing the level. This is announcing harvest. He said, where you used to gather hundreds, you are going to start gathering in the thousands. Where you used to gather in thousands, you will start gathering in tens of thousands. Where you used to gather in tens of thousands, you start gathering in hundreds of thousands. Where you used to gather in that, you start gathering in their millions. It's harvest season. It's harvest season. Even doubting Thomas, believe God in this season. You will see the salvation of your God. Believe God in this season. You will see the salvation of your God. Awaken your faith that has grown tired. Awaken the hands that have grown limp. You will see the deliverance of God in this season.
Lift your hands. You know what you're going to ask God? The courage, the faith to take the right step. Because the Holy Ghost will tell you to make that move. You will get instruction. You hear a voice behind you. You hear instructions within you. Make that move. Don't ask him for the courage to make the move. Because all it takes is just a one move, one initiative. You will find that God has already moved ahead of you. The Bible said when the four lepers, they were arguing among themselves, should we go down? If we stay here, we die of hunger. But finally, they summoned up courage and moved to the camp of the enemy. Only to realize that God has already scattered the enemy and they left all the spoils for them to gather. God asked me, he said, when you get back to Nigeria, command the people to move forward. Tell them it's time to take action. He said, the commanding word now is action. 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 Make that move. You will find out that God is already ahead of you. You will find out that God is already ahead of you. I say, you will find out that God is already ahead of you. Don't sit there making too many plans. Don't sit there calculating too much. Make that move. The proof of faith is action. The proof of faith is action. If you don't have action, you don't have faith. You hang out around that mountain long enough. There are some of us that are making transition in their career. There are those that are moving ahead in their earning powers. There are those that God is advancing into new realms of ministry. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive the faith, the spirit of faith, the spirit of courage to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. To follow. Sometimes it could be tough. Sometimes the instruction of God might be a restraint. It might be a restraining order. Sometimes it might be tough. It might be tough on the flesh. I receive grace to make that move in obedience to your command. I receive that grace. It might be an instruction to sow a particular seed. It might be an instruction to do a particular thing. To launch a particular business. I receive grace to do it. I receive grace. It might be an instruction to apply for American visa, lottery. It might be an instruction to go back to that embassy. I receive grace to obey you. I receive grace obedience. I receive grace to act in line with your direction.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
Every one of you lift up your hands one more time. Apply the blood on your mind. Now, there are three places the blood once slain is applied on a priest. Anyone that is coming for consecration, they always apply the blood on three spots. The first is that they take it, the priest takes it, apply it on the ear. That is on the mind because of hearing from God. There are things that have blocked up your direction, your hearing. He said, Father, through the blood of Jesus, clean up my spiritual perception. Second place that apply it is on the right too. Because there are things that make people abort. They walk. Nothing is coming out from it. They are making effort. They are labor. When they apply it to your right, they're talking about your work, your labor, your effort. That from now, you won't have aborted labels. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The last place that applies is on the right too. They're talking about your direction, your moves, the efforts you make. You know, have you heard that the steps of the righteous are what? Some people are stupidly walking into one relationship that will kill them. Mm-mm. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus Christ on my mind. On my hearing system. Father, clean up my spiritual perception. Let me be able to hear from God and know your direction clearly. Let all the confusion in my mind disappear. Silence the voice of the enemy. You said that your sheep hear your voice and they follow you. Let the voice of the shepherd become clear again into my ears. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then, Lord, my God, I apply the blood on my hands, on the labors of my hands, on my work, on my ministry, on my effort. I will not have fruitless labor. I will not have aborted efforts. Whatever I lay my hands to do will prosper. When I touch something, it turns to gold, because I'm the seed of Abraham. He said that blessed is that man that is planted by the rivers of living water. The man you're talking about is me. Whatsoever he lays his hand shall prosper. He will bring forth his fruit in his season. I declare today, no more aborted efforts. No more aborted fruits. I will reap the harvest of my labor. Even past seeds that I've sown, that have not yielded harvest, I call them forth into this season. I call the harvest forth into this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, my God, I apply the blood of Jesus on my toes, on my walk, on my direction, on my moves. I will not make wasted efforts. For now, Lord, my steps are ordered by the Lord. For now, Lord, my steps are ordered into goodly places. Wherever the soles of my feet shall tread, it becomes now my possession. As far as my eyes can see, it becomes now my possession. That is a covenant you have given me. And I step into it. And I get established in it. In the name of your holy son, Jesus Christ. And from this night forward, the force of the covenant, the power of the covenant, comes alive again in my life, delivering to me the blessings of Abraham. Amen. Amen. Ah, Lord. The lots are falling unto me in goodly places. I have a godly heritage. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is what is written concerning you. That is what will be happening from now on. I said that's what will be happening from now on. Every other program the enemy has set in motion before now, I overrule it in the name of Jesus Christ. Those programs he set for your fall, those programs he set to disgrace you, those programs he set to thwart the plan of God for your life, by the authority vested in me, I overrule it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It's your time to recover. It's your time to move ahead. It's your time to possess what belongs to you. Lift up your hands and just give him praise and give him thanks.
Mighty in the blood.
What belongs to you now will no more shift to another person. Everyone put your hands this way. Whether you're married or not. The reason is because I'm hearing cries of seven babies. Seven babies, and four of them are boys. Four of them are boys. Put your hands like this. Everyone, lift your hands like this. Say, Lord, I want to become a distributor. Too much cries about babies, barrenness, fallopian tube, block spans, dead. Who told you? We're in the kingdom. Here is Mount Zion. Upon Mount Zion, there is what? Deliverance. I command every dead sperm. And say your sperm count cannot measure. I command resurrection into that place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every block fallopian tubes, I command it open right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. They said your system, your hormones are not balanced. They give all those terms.
by the power that raised Christ from the dead. We command balance, restoration, order in your reproductive system in the name of Jesus Christ.
Put your hands like this. He said, whether I'm married or not, I receive my babies. At the right time, they are going to appear. And for those who are married, I command your season to be now. I say your season is now. I say your season is now. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies. It shall quicken your hormonal systems. It shall quicken your fallopian tubes. It shall quicken your dead plants. It shall quicken your system. In the name of Jesus. Quickening power, resurrection power, I command it into your bodies right now. Lift up your hands and give him praise. Lift up your hands, give him praise. Tidal wave of the Holy Ghost is coming. Tidal wave, tidal wave. Father, we give him praise. Higher back. Loco basa. Bako kebo kabola. Ayaya kaba. Suke, suke baba hiyoko. Vuvindi Sagia Mamashika Vatinosos Cabradu. A woman is here, you don't enjoy sex at all because it's a torture for you. I see something taking place in your being. There's a supernatural work God is doing in your being. It's a double work. He's doing one on your body, he's doing one in your soul. He's removing those pains, he's removing it. Woman, you are loose. You are freed from your inside to your outside. You are loose. So you can enjoy your womanhood. It's beautiful to be a woman. I like what Michael Abdul said. He said they make Panadol and they make Panadol extra. So he said God made men and made women extra. So women and men extra. They are men plus. Extra touch, extra finish. It's obvious. It's obvious. That's why a woman that wants a marriage don't act like a man. Opposite attracts, like dispels. That's the law of God. Check the poles. Get your magnet and try it. Like poles, repel. Opposite poles attract. That's why God made them Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. People who are doing Adam and Steve, all I do is touch their mind because it's a mind, a program in the mind. Touch it and erase it here. Guy goes under the power, demon jumps out of him. Homosexuality over. They say, pray for husband. It's not a pray for husband. It's something you need to know. It's something you need to know. And you know, sometimes it's sad that the children of this world are sometimes wiser than the children of the kingdom. There's something you need to know. Don't ever try to be a man. Don't try. In the workplace, you do it. You are the boss. Sometimes you are leading one group. In church, sometimes you lead a department, you lead other. In relationship, don't try it. Your beauty may attract him, but it won't keep him. Beauty doesn't make marriage good. Men are leaving the most beautiful women, going for ladies less, much less attractive, because all it takes for them to be running, just be feminine. Be feminine in your dressing. You might have to ask somebody how this thing looks. If knee length fits you, wear it. Don't pull it up too much. Knee is decent. Below is good. The reason you lose your guys is that you show too much. This lady wears this tight thing. Everybody likes it. You go and wear. You forgot that you have two pillowcases on the side. Find what covers all those things and you look good. What you need to do, femininity is what you need to project. It's a magneto.
You know, they don't teach us these things in the church. And a lot of people are paying dearly for it. In the name of religion. Religion has killed so many. Femininity is what you need to project. Some of them will be doing worship. You'll be looking. Femininity. You don't need to project your boss. You don't need to project what should be covered. Femininity. Femininity is a powerful force. God created it. You know, God is the one that designed womanhood. Holy God. That means this femininity is also holy. Plus the magnet inside it. Even those who are married, though, as some things have finished, that your husband that doesn't that takes you for granted, that doesn't know your value, you'll be wondering what is happening to him now. Lekiyama Soka Panane says, men are marrying over age women, leaving young girls that are not touched. Because even a girl that is over age that knows the secret gets husband before the one that is young. You think it's about age? You don't have to be beautiful to get a husband. It has nothing to do with beauty. Alabuku Sizabata. Let me just offer a few advice. But God's word backs the things I'm telling you. Hear this. There are 24 laws of engagement. If every girl is taught it from the time they were babies, just growing up, I mean young girls coming up, no girl will look for a husband. Because there is a husband for every woman. And there is a woman for every man. It should be the children of the kingdom who should know these things. To seize all them husbands in the market. And if you know it, they will follow you to church. They will. When this age now, when women and men, there's no difference in the workplace. So a lot of ladies think that they can translate that into relationship. Go and check those women. They are frustrated. They are isolated. They are abandoned. They keep having heartbreak after heartbreaks. Because they take on some of the masculine roles that society has conferred on them now. It used to be that women will work at home or stay at home and then play the supportive role. The man is the hunter who goes to get the food and get all that, and the woman support. But society has changed. And some of the roles are blurred now. It used to be a men provide. It's not exactly like that. Some women earn more than their husbands. And they command men in the offices. They drive trailers these days. I saw them in the U.S. They are in the army. They are in all kinds of places now. Men are aggressors by design. They are hunters. God made them that way. Whenever you rob a man the pleasure of pursuing you, even if he gets you, he loses the pleasure of eating the meat. That's why men leave women. There are 24 rules of engagement, and we're going to deal with some of these things. There are 24. Anybody that knows them cannot be abandoned. You stop having heartbreaks. In the first place, if you marry at all, you enjoy your marriage. Because breaking those rules sometimes, because there's this few percent of men that you can chase and they will still fall for it. Majority of men, when you chase them, they disappear. That's why the Bible teaches, for example, not releasing sex just because somebody says, I love you. If he is that free, what is he still pursuing for? They are writing crazy books telling you to use sex to keep him. And so daughters of Zion are doing it. So there is now madness in the church. But guess what is causing? Heartbreaks. 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 After he has collected all the juice, drank all the juice that he should be drinking before, he leaves. Think about it. If Mercedes company will make their cars test, if you like, you can buy. You know what I'll do tomorrow morning? There's one, some new release they have there in Ikoyi that they are new. I just walk in tomorrow, collect one Jeep, collect one 2009 S class, just test for 2 years. Then by 2 years, Mercedes will release a new one. I will now come and let them know how much I don't really like this one. Then I'll collect the new one to test. If you really want to keep a man, don't sleep with him. If you want to lose him, go ahead. There are a few cases so where even after sleeping with him, he will still marry you. But the problem is that marriage will be filled with wahala. It will take some extra work. You have to have some, what is called, you know, superior knowledge to turn the situation around. There are a few cases. The truth is, sleeping with a man is recipe for losing him. Allow the man the pleasure of hunting. Position yourself as being approachable, as being nice. Carry a good face all the time. You see, the whole world is on your head. You have problem. You lost your job. Your mother died. Your father left your mother. So the first guy that shows up, you dump all those things on him. The next time you are looking, he has taken off. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your problem to yourself. Carry a face that everything is all right. There's this type of woman that the Bible describes. She's a magnet. She has confidence. She doesn't see a date as a god. She doesn't see a man as her life. She sees herself as a blessing ready to be collected. If you leave her, she tells herself, he missed something. He doesn't know what he missed. And because when you leave her, she carries on that same confidence. She sees you, she greets you nicely. She talks to you nicely. And she, you try to get around, she shows that she's busy. Guess what? Most men that leave such ladies come back running after them. Come back doing everything. Let me give you people a secret. Ladies, check this. Throwing yourself on a man is disobeying the laws of attraction. Do you know what happens? Most of the time, the men you really want are the ones running away from you. The ones you don't want are the ones always coming. Have you ever asked yourself why? You have told this guy no 10 times. He's still coming. Have you noticed? Ladies, have you noticed what I'm talking about? You have told him I don't want. He's coming. Do you know why? Because every man is a hunter. That's why we fight wars. That's why we play sports. What drives a man is a challenge. So what you do to the one you don't like is exactly what you're supposed to do to the one you like to keep him. He will pursue you. The smallest chance you say, okay, go see my father. He will be running to go and see it. What is the secret? Each time you call, she has. There's something you don't say, man. The man will pursue. The man wants to conquer something. When a man gives you, arrange new dates, even if they are blind dates. Even if it's not real, hang around with another person. Play as if there is something happening. Don't go around crying and let him see you cry. You are a fool. You are destroying your magnet. Don't go around begging, telling everybody, I don't know. You don't understand anything. If you want to cry, cry to your girlfriend. When you come out, do proper pancake. Come out fine. When his present worship, dance well. Praise God well. Amazingly, God too likes it. And he will start asking himself, what is wrong with me? How can I let go that kind of? These are principles. You know, they say this thing is common. If sense is common, even mad people will have it. Wisdom is not found in the streets. First is that you have to look good. We're not talking about wearing designer. Men don't care which design you're wearing. What they care about, does that thing fit you? Does it bring out your femininity? That it pulls them. They can't look away. Holy men and unholy men. You heard that angels came from above and saw daughters of men. You move them. What about son of man? Because they are trying to be angels. Forget about that. Don't let them deceive you that he is holy. He likes good things. That's why some of you are losing your marriages, losing your husband. Sitting in marriage just to take up. Men love neat girls. they hate smelly, dirty stuff. I don't care whether you have money or not. You have to have something to put under. Have something to spray. The worst thing to see is a girl pass. Perfume follows. You know, not perfume you spread. The one that nature spread. You know, there are rules for men. 24 rules too. At the proper time. But you are not in danger species for now. So leave me alone. I want to help my sisters. Abba, amazing, you like it when I help them. Stop choking the man in your life. That's why they're all running away. You're so depleted of love. Just a guy smile. You choke him. You even pack in and move in on weekends. That is, you have signed the ticket for losing him. He might stay long enough to collect some free gift that you are giving. He might stay long enough to eat some free food. Don't cook for him. Don't do it. Don't go over to his house to clean his house. You will lose him. Don't do that. He's supposed to come and try to cook for you. You're going to cook for him all your life. Give him the pleasure of doing the pursuing. It's a mystery. Some of them now, if they ask them, they say, "Ah, no, I prefer, let her come over and be cooking." But your purpose is not to have a date, to have a few weekends. Your purpose is to win a husband. If you want to have a few weekends, play around and be played out, no problem. Don't go there cooking for him. Don't do it. While you'll be cooking for him, he'll be looking for somebody who is not cooking for him. It's a mystery. A lot of people don't know why they're going through what they're going through. He'll be looking for the one that is not doing all those stuff. And then you hurt him because after everything I've done for him, stop dashing him money. Stop doing that. He wants to buy you something, let him do it. At the initial, because whatever pattern you set now, that marriage will take that pattern. There are many marriages. And now looking to him to bring out whatever he is not bringing. Guess what? He meets another lady, he starts bringing it. You are the one that set that pattern because you are too needy. I know sometimes it's hard emotionally. Keep the thing. The guy just said nice things, express whatever. You are calling him every day, every week. Don't do that. Call a man occasionally. Don't call him every time. You are driving him away without knowing what you are doing. Stop the pursuit. Let him do the pursuing. Stop it. Let him. When a magnet is here and metals are around and the effects start, is the metals jumping around? You see them doing like this. His magnet is stable. She knows what she's doing, but she pretends like she doesn't know. Do it like that. Have that air of mystery and elusiveness. If you don't treat me nice, you lose me. Not like you are my whole life. If you don't keep me, I will die. You are a fool. You don't know something. Have that air of elusiveness. You don't treat me well, you will lose me. Not that you go about saying it, but you act it. Men hate talkatives. Keep your mouth shut. When you meet your girlfriend, download. Flow. A guy just takes you out. La, 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 la. My father is a bad man. Another. While you are talking, he's reading you. No, keep that air of mystery. Just when he asks you a question, respond. Let him take the lead. Let him guide the discussion. And in order to impress too much, you start saying stupid things. No. You download your boss. You download your pastor. You download your brother. My brother, he's so stingy. He's learning how you will analyze him tomorrow. My father, that man is something else. Are you crazy? All the relationships in your life are bad, and you think he doesn't have sense. Don't show the pains. Don't show all that. Show that you're all right. Be whole as a person. Be whole. Let Christ make you whole. It will not be long. That man will be proposing, will be begging. When you operate against the laws of engagement, you will be running. You will be begging. When is this relationship ever going to lead to something? Don't ever bring up proposal when you are dealing with a man. There's a mystery about marriage. If a man is in marriage, believing that he pursued you, he always feels satisfied. He always, even some annoying things you do, he will find a way to explain them away. If a man is in marriage, believing that you caged him in, that you kind of trapped him into this, your whole life in that marriage will be a perpetual pain. You know, a lot of ladies say, how can I just be here? I have to make a move. You initiate a kiss. You start initiating hug. Some are even bold these days. They initiate touches. You will pay for all of that. The law of happy marriage is delayed gratification. Delayed gratification will pay you everything. The law of painful marriages is, bros, am I talking for you? Even if you deny, it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you act. There are basic laws that govern behavior. It's not what you say. It doesn't matter what you think. You will see, do what I'm saying. Even if you use the other method to get into your marriage, what if you notice you're being neglected in that marriage. You notice in that marriage, it's not what you thought. But if you learn the rules, you can reverse the turn of events in that marriage. Stop choking them and allow him space. Stop trying to control him. Stop trying to lead him. Let him be the leader that God made it. If you really want to keep a man, from the time you start dating, he starts taking you out. What he needs from you is not choking him up with love. Show him respect. Treat him like a king. Minister to his ego. Not you marry me and don't bring up marriage. Don't bring up children. Don't bring up, go and see my father. Don't you see that I'm aging? You are even saying it with your own mouth. If you have some gray hair, go and dye it too. You don't know anything. Go and buy something and clean it up. Anybody can look better than you look. Because what I really see is that this professional do it without shifting away from your color too much. Some of us will do it, will look like a Kemba masquerade. I don't know if you know. What do you have? Some of those masquerade that has eyeshadows and all those. What do you call those masquerades? Yeah. So take a trip one or two times. Go to Mega Plaza or one place where they are professional who do, because they do the first one free. Then they tell you you can buy. It's even good, so you know the one to buy. Stop buying all this. You turn this face is white, neck is black. What kind of nonsense is that? No. When you do the right makeup, anybody can be enhanced. Everybody can be enhanced. Everybody. Just say, this is the way God made me. What do you mean by that? And that's part of the problem again. When you have got the guy, you now make the masquerade's face removed permanently. No. Wake up in the morning. Don't look like your grandmother. Go and brush your mouth. Turn your hair. You know, when you see attractive ladies, their hair moves to the front. They just do like this. You watch it on TV. Learn it. It's an art. It's a science. That's why your husband is always on TV like this. He likes what he's seeing. But simple rules. See a woman crying to me. Pastor, pray for me. He's the fourth man now. He has left me again with his children. All the four children from four different people. I look at that pillow this side. Mattress this side. Guess what she's wearing? Tight this thing. Then you see this one this side. This one. Guess what she's wearing? Leggings. Leggings are for skinny girls. Don't deceive yourself. How can you be announcing those flabs? You're supposed to wear something that is good but covers it well. How can you be putting all your faults in the front? Who do you want to buy it? Have you seen anybody selling a car? He puts the dented part. Trailer bash this car. Oh yeah, buy me. Have you ever seen it? Don't they go and patch it up? Put pancake. What do they call that thick thing? Body filler. Pancake. Oh, they put it, smoothen it, then spray the other one. It will be shining. They tell you it's new. It's from Belgium. You say, yes, sir. Sell it to me. You have something to sell now. Make it buyable. Make yourself approachable. Make yourself nice. Make yourself cheap. Are two different things. He doesn't propose. I propose. Let me bring it up. Where is this relationship going? You've been around me for 2 months. Where is it going? Define this relationship. Are you crazy? You don't do that. Don't force proposal out of a man's mouth. It will come out. When you daze him and daze him and daze him, the thing will come out. Carry yourself with grace. Carry yourself like that virtuous woman. Carry yourself with grace. Carry yourself with confidence. Carry yourself with dignity. You don't know. Watch people. There are people around you who know how to do it. Watch them. You notice they always have more suitors that they are able to choose from. Why are some people having excess? You think it's beauty? It's not. Because a lot of beautiful people, nobody's saying, is this thing for sale or not? Because even if the beauty gets an attention from distance, by the time the person is nearby, he throws away everything. The first few days, what you download on the guy. Don't show that you're a bitter woman, that you're a wounded woman. Don't do that. Keep those things for yourself. You have girlfriends now. You have pastors. You have. If you don't need pastors, go to your doctor or therapist. Don't turn a date into, you know, counseling session.
You don't know. It's God that sent you to me.
The guy will be calculating his escape. What did I get myself into today? He'll be plotting his escape.
Yeah, just hold me. Just hold me. You know, just hold me a little.
Attractive woman said, no, hold it, hold it. Not yet time now. Don't rush that. It's not, you know, just be a, all right. But he still says it nicely because she wants so, but nice. But she's disciplined enough to delay gratification. Her body is also crying. She wants this hug. She wants. He said, no. Don't rush me, please. That's a strategy, my friends. The guy's head will ruin crazy. Did she do it to you? Eh? Hirali. Now, if you ask a guy, they will tell you the opposite. They tell you, give it to me. Give it to me. You give it to me, I give it to you. All those kind of things. Forget those things. Go to Hollywood now. They are crying. 32 people just committed suicide in the last 1 month. 32. Give it to me, I give it to you. They are hurting, they are crying, they are on drugs, they are whatever. Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Daughters of Zion are giving, anyhow. That's what is going on now. And they are hurting, and they are suffering. And things are flying away from them, and it's as if God is not keeping his word. No, God is faithful. His word works. His word works, my friends. Bother your heads, let's pray. I have, you know, and even guys, there are rules. Say, guy, I don't know what is wrong. All the girls are running. Or, guy, examine your ways. Examine your ways. Some of us are having excessive pursuit, and we are trying to save our heads to pick one person. And someone has been saying, guys, girls are scarce. I don't know what's wrong with sisters. Examine your ways. Get a vision. Become a man on assignment. Become a crusader. Be seen as you don't have to have money. Get a vision, my friend. Get an assignment. Women love a man with a mission, a man with a direction. Women love powerful people. Have an air of power. If you don't have financial power, have intellectual power. Get something in your head. You come around talking, they see that you are empty. What is wrong with you? Power attracts them. If you don't have that one, better become prayerful and develop anointing. Develop some form of power. Become hot with your gift. Like you see Michael Jackson, that kind of man doesn't need a beg for a woman. You see this talented, gifted, whether they're in music, whether they're football stars, whether they're basketball stars, find your talent, develop it. You won't need to look for women. Find your niche. Stand out in something. Women like men with conviction. And you know what? Women also like good men. Be nice to ladies. Not just to the one you will marry. Just like the ladies. Be nice to men generally. Being nice is different from being a distributor. Are two different things. Smile. Always have that. Walk today. More. You are the one driving what God is bringing away. Nobody is born with these skills. Learn it. It can be learned. You see some people who exhibit it naturally. It looks like they are natural. Some of them learned it. Carry yourself like a beauty queen, whether you are one or not. If you think you're ugly, keep it in your own mind. Because it's not beauty or whatever that pulls men. It's grace. It's charm. It's courage. It's some aspect of intelligence. It's an air of little mystery. Don't let him know everything about you just like that. He has not made any commitment. What are you emptying on him? So I've just met a guy. You have started telling him, I slept with this, I slept with that. Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with that mouth?
Touch me here. I have breast tumor. I've been believing God for it.
Are you crazy? If you go to buy a car, they tell you the fuse has burned. Touch it here, it has burned. Do you want to come back? Are you crazy? You think sentiment is what settles the deal? He can pretty with you, even touch you, hug you, but he will run and find somebody else to marry. And so that he marries somebody that is not that fine, not that nice. You are such a nice person, but you are daft upstairs. We will solve this problem. I said we will solve this problem. Mount Zion is a place of deliverance. I say it's a place of deliverance. But it's also a mountain. It's a place of elevation. No matter what valley you are in, this thing will prepare you to another height. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For now, things will come to you and they will stay with you. You will attract what belongs to you and you will keep that. Things will not just come to you and be leaking away. No, that's not the plan of God. The plan of God is that you be the head and not the tail. You will move forward only. The path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto that perfect day. These are some things we should teach our daughters before they start. They won't have to go through some unnecessary heartaches. You say it's men's word. No, it's women's word when they know the secret. Men, yeah, will be doing the. Women will be controlling them from behind. In this month, you're going to recover in every area. Not just financially, not just in your ministry, in your relationships. And the quality of your marriage will improve. The quality of your relationships will improve. Bow down your heads, let's pray. It's time for us to go. And even if you're breaking the rules, you adjust. The situation also adjusts. Even some of your former dates will start coming back again. It's a mystery. Adjust. The rules work. They work. The most amazing thing is that you now pull the ones that will treat you with dignity. The ones that are meant to be, not the ones you arrange by yourself. You pull it. You pull it. Because whosoever your magnet influences and they come, it means that they really like you. If your magnet cannot get him, leave him alone. He's not meant for you. If he enters your life, he will be a nightmare to you. There is a tentacle, like a spider's web, that God gave every woman. Use it. Father, we thank you. Pour your wisdom into the lives of the daughters of Zion, my friend. Pour wisdom into the lives of the daughters of Zion and help correct the anomalies in their lives. Because you are God that keeps covenant, you keep your word, you answer prayer. But we see frustration. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Open our eyes to understand. Help us to know your precepts. Help us to understand your principles. And so we can reap the rewards that are promised without fail. I pray for your sons, anyone that has come of age to marry, that's facing frustration or struggle in that area, that the wisdom of God will bring rest and bring peace in that area of their life. That wisdom will become the stability of their lives and their times. I pray for the sisters, every one of them, a new grace, a new season of favor. You design women to be like flowers that can shed old leaves and bring up fresh ones. Can bring up fresh flowers with beautiful colors. I pray for everyone that that's what is going to happen to them. That a new season of love, a new season of favor, a new season will come upon every one of them. That in this season, the right man, the right spouse is designed for them. Person who will treat them with honor. Who will love them. Who won't leave them. Will come into their lives. And the marriage will be consummated according to your will. Let there be no tears, no crying in the house. Let there be no more frustration. Let the truth set every man free.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogbeli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.